Well, good morning, and welcome once again to Christian Baptist Church. It's always a good day to be found in the house of the Lord when we come together to give him worship and praise. Let's just take a few moments to greet one another where we are, give everyone the blessing. As we take our seats again, in our bulletin today, you can see there's a lot of new things starting up in the fall here. I'll just draw your attention to the Joy group, the catered luncheon on September the 18th. And please speak with Peggy or Ellen today if Alan's here. Peggy or Phyllis. Peggy or Phyllis today. There's lots of information in the bulletin about the fall programs, but I'm going to ask Peggy and Tammy to come forward and explain the small group studies that are coming up. Come on, Tammy. Come on, Peggy.
Well, as you can see in the calendar we have down there, that Branches is going to start again this Wednesday. Branches is a Bible study that's been going on for over 60 years at this church. None of the original members are alive, but it's been carried on and carried on and carried on. We have a Bible discussion, and we have lots of interaction, and of course we have something to eat and some fellowship. So anyone's welcome to come along, 2 o'clock in the annex on Wednesday afternoons. I hope you'll join us.
Are you angry? How do you know you're angry? So it could be as obvious as a scream, or it could be hidden behind a smile. We're going to be, our small group is on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. I know that's early, but it's worth it. We have great conversation. We just started last year, and we did an Andy Stanley, we did that Christian study, Being a Disciple of Christ by Andy Stanley. So we're going to do a four-part series by Charles Stanley called Letting Go of Anger. That's Andy Stanley's father. And he deals with questions like, am I angry? Why am I angry? How is my anger hurting others? And what can I do about it? So there's some good biblical principles that he talks about. And so if you're interested in going to that small group, our group's going to meet at our house on September 27th for some dessert and coffee, just to get to know each other, be transparent with one another. And so you can meet our group on that day if you're deciding to come to our small group. So that's September 27th for coffee and dessert. If you're coming to the Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. Now it starts on October 5th.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Tammy. There is also the Wednesday evening group that we met in the spring, and we studied the book of Nehemiah. We are going to restart that group in the fall. It's going to be hosted at George and Janice's house. I will be leading it. It was a very eclectic study. We had the book of Nehemiah that we were studying, but the questions went all over the map, which is wonderful, because it gives me lots of homework to do in terms of preparing answers for the next week. So if you want to come out to a study that's open to any questions you might have, that will be starting on Wednesday nights, and I'll have that in October, and we'll have details of that in the bulletin in the next couple of Sundays. So lots of opportunities for us to be in fellowship beyond Sunday morning, lots of opportunities for us to study and to share our understanding of Scripture with each other. And as the Scripture says, iron sharpens iron. And as we discuss the Word of God with each other, the Holy Spirit is there guiding and directing our learning. So it's great opportunities for us to be in fellowship and study together. So let's begin our time of worship this morning.
Morning. Happy smiley faces. Yay. going to start this morning by reading Psalm 149. This is "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your maker. O people of Jerusalem, exalt in your king. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie in their beds." Let's pray and ask the Lord to be with us this hour. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for each and every person here today, for each and every family, and each child brought here to hear your word. Thank you for your continued blessings over us. Lord, teach us to dance. Teach us to praise you and to love you as you have loved us. We have so many reasons to be thankful, and yet sometimes we forget and go about our busy day. As we come together in this hour, remind us of your love for us, that we will always be thankful of what you have given to us. We give all our praise to you, Lord, that we can in some small way give back to you the love that you have shown us each day. Be with us, we pray. Amen.
We'll ask our ushers and all our children that are here today to come and take up the offering this morning. Let's pray. Father God, indeed the earth is filled with your glory, and we see it all around us. And we give you thanks and praise for this blessing and all your blessings towards us. And so now we return to you a portion of your blessing to us. We return it to you for your kingdom work. We pray you'll bless it and multiply it. We will use it prudently and diligently for your kingdom work here in Newmarket and beyond. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God has done so much for us that we should be responding in that way of showing his joy, showing his pleasure wherever we go, shining, letting that light shine of the joy that's in our hearts. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks again for this day. Lord, we give you thanks for the peace we experience in Canada, the freedom to be of whatever faith we choose. Lord, as we hear the news throughout the world, and particularly in the Middle East, Lord, of terrible violence and atrocities going on, Lord, we fear for our own borders. We fear for our own freedom at times. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless the free world, and bless those countries that can and are willing to halt this terrible advance of militant Islam in the Middle East. Lord, we pray also for the people of Ukraine whose borders have been encroached, and we pray against those nations who would seek to devour a smaller neighbor. Lord, there's just so much heartache and sorrow, pain and suffering around the world. Lord, we should always be joyful for the peace that we experience. But Lord, let us not forget to pray and lift up our neighbors around the world, our brothers and sisters in other countries who do not have this freedom and this peace. Lord, we know that the peace must begin with me. Peace must begin in my heart and our hearts. It must begin in our homes. It has to shine out to our communities and across our nation and around the world. Lord, we can't pray for peace elsewhere when we do not experience peace ourselves. And it's only through your love in our hearts, through the presence of your Spirit in our hearts, that we have that peace that passes all understanding. And so, Lord, we give you thanks that we can know you as our God and Father. We can know your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. And we can know of your working within us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, for that we give you thanks and praise. Lord, while we ask you to bless each one of our homes, and again, Lord, we lift up to you those families that have sent a young adult off to school, away to school this year. We pray for that student. We pray for your Spirit to be with them, to defend them against error and distortion of the truth. And we pray for the families. Lord, we pray for our church family. Pray for all those who have been sick. We particularly pray for Ruth Pengelly, who's unable to be with us now on a regular basis. And we ask for peace in her home, and peace in her heart. Lord, we pray for our four ministries, our small groups, our prayer groups, and study groups. Lord, we pray that each one of us will find a life group, a small group to join, and will make the time in their busy calendars for fellowship beyond just the Sunday morning. So, Lord, bless those who are hosting and those who are leading. Lord, may our fellowship grow stronger and stronger each time we meet. May our love for each other grow deeper. And Lord, each one of us has a particular thing going on in our life this week. Lord, I pray you'll listen now to the quiet prayers, the silent prayers of our hearts. As we give you our praise and our thanks for what you have done for us, but we also petition you for those things that are going on in our lives and in our homes and in our families. Father God, you know the condition of each heart here. You know the wounds and the hurts and the struggles in each family. Lord, I pray your Spirit of peace will descend on every family represented here. When they go home today, they will just feel your presence, that peace will reign in those homes. Kind words exchanged between husband and wife, parent and child. Lord, we pray that that joy and that happiness that we have sung of this morning will just be ever present. Lord, I pray a sealing on every home of this congregation against the enemy. I pray you'll send an angel to guard the doors of our homes, that nothing evil or untrue or unholy will ever enter our homes. Lord, we seal ourselves for your kingdom, for you have invited us in through Jesus Christ to eternal life. Lord, hear our prayers this morning, for we have prayed them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Our scripture reading today is Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "How many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me. I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had the mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart."